This is Roger Pipe from rodviews.com. You're about to listen to my interview with director Ricky D., director for Anabolic and Diabolic. Ricky, of course, is the younger brother of director Ivan, who also is directing now at Anabolic, so we get some sibling rivalry going on there. Ricky talks a little bit about that, about the style of movies that he shoots, and just generally talks a little about what he loves about porn. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome any feedback. Drop me an email, Raj@RajReviews.com. Thanks.
All right.
Yes?
All right, how's Incoming coming along?
Great. It's coming along awesome. Do you want a movie with four scenes, Greg?
Okay, that was the best intro for an interview ever. That was Greg asking Ricky D., director for Diabolic, how Incoming is coming. And apparently it's coming along slowly.
But surely.
Sometimes you have to wait for quality.
There you go.
All right, so we're waiting on some good Incoming stuff, is that it?
Yeah,
all right.
Totally.
Well, that's obviously one of the lines you direct for Diabolic. What are the others?
Hot Sauce, Ask for Days, Anal Aspirations, and 2-on-1.
So now let's tell everybody who you are. You're
Ricky D.
Ricky D., director.
Director, 21 years old, Diabolic. I've been directing since I was 19, started back in 2005, now it's 2007.
So about how many movies have you shot?
Like 14, 15, I think.
But you've taken over some lines, obviously.
Yeah, I've taken
now,
over lines.
Hot Sauce is a new line?
Yeah, Hot Sauce is, right? Yeah, it's my signature line, one of my signature lines. I have Hot Sauce and I have Ask for Days, which are both my signature lines. They're both created by me and shot by me.
Guessing that Hot Sauce has a Latin flavor?
Yes. Completely.
Okay. Correct. And Ask for Days would be an ass movie, apparently.
Yes, and it's all anal.
All anal, okay. Only anal?
No.
So anal in every scene, but yeah. Not
but
anal
not specifically
only.
Just anal the whole
That's
time.
Become a genre now.
No,
you know,
I don't
want to.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy.
Gotta have a little above.
Yes.
All right.
Totally.
Now, what are the challenges of taking over another line? The fans already have an expectation, and here you are, new director, come along. What are you trying to do with that?
Well, again, there's expectation, but sometimes, I mean, I don't know, I'm not going to try to disrespect any of the directors that had the line before me, but I try to improve upon it, I try to put my own twist on it, but I also try to keep the standard that they had, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to undercut anybody, I'm not trying to do any of that kind of stuff, so I try to maintain the same thing they set up for me.
Okay. Do you prefer taking over a line, or you got your own two lines? Does that feel a little better because you know it's yours from start to finish?
Yeah, I'd rather have signature lines. I mean, I'd rather have a line that's, like, started by me and ended by me, basically.
All right, now, how did you get in? You started shooting at a really young age. 19's young for a porn director. There are guys who don't get to start till they're in their 30s. How did that happen?
I started working at Extreme, and Rob had me editing and doing the websites and all that shit. And then eventually I got a call from someone at Anabolic and I got hooked up with a job there editing. And I just slowly moved up the ranks. It took me 6 months to become a director there. It's pretty quick for someone who just wants, you know, just an editor to turn into a director pretty quick, yeah.
Now do you still edit your own stuff?
Yeah, I edit all my own stuff.
So start to finish, those are yours?
Yeah, everything that you see on the product is mine. The photos, the video, the editing. Not the DVD authoring and the covers, but...
You gonna work on that?
I want to, but I have not been given the privilege of doing that. We have other guys who do that, and I don't want to take money from those guys.
Alright. If someone hasn't seen any of your work, and they were gonna go out and rent one movie, what would you want them to get?
I would want them to get Ask for Days number one.
Why?
I think that's probably one of the most solid movies I've ever shot.
And we don't see that up here behind us, so who's in that one?
The cover is Naomi. I mean, I shot that probably like 6 months ago, so I don't remember the cast too much, but it was the first Ask for Days I shot. I tried very hard. I shot Dana De Armand. I've got a lot of the big ass girls in there.
And it's big ass girls who do anal.
Exactly.
So, and we all know Naomi does that.
Yeah, we all know that.
Do you have anybody in mind for the next one?
Not yet. I'm still, you know, trying to book that. But trying to work on Incoming first, like Greg said. But I'm thinking about Ask for Days. I'm thinking about all the lines I have right now. I'm thinking about Wooter Shoot. taking a look around the convention thing, going through all that, getting names.
Do you get the packets from the agents with, you know, a face shot and an ass shot? They should send out an ass shot with everything, right?
That would be wonderful. That would make my day so much easier if they did that. But yeah, I just call up the agent. I go, hey, who's got a big ass? And they show me the pictures. And
I always ask this about ass directors. As an ass director, what's more important, how wide it is or the curve from the profile shot?
Wow, that's a tough one. Because with Naomi, the profile shot is like
the
amazing.
Profile shot with Naomi is what works. Yeah. Now, Katja Kassin, it's the back shot that works.
Yeah, and I've shot both girls for Astro Days for the first one. So
what's more important to you?
I like a thinner girl with a big ass, you know.
So it would be the profile then.
Yeah, like
the profile can be awesome.
Yes.
Alright, so there we go. One vote for profile.
There we go.
Now what's taking so long with incoming?
Oh, come on now, man. There's a lot of girls are afraid of getting pregnant and all that other stuff with the cream pies, so
you're not taking the pill?
They forget to like brush their teeth in the morning. I think it's gonna be a little hard for them to remember a pill a day.
So it's hard to cast incoming because they don't want to take the internal.
Yeah.
What about faking it?
No, I don't fake anything I shoot. I'm not one of those directors.
This is hard. I'm trying to interview you and there's Lucy Ty's making out with a chick right behind me.
Pretty hot, right?
That's very hot. Is that yours?
No, that's actually, I think that might be Sue. Sue's old stuff.
Lucy Ty's hot.
Yeah, she is.
Used to have a nice ass.
Yeah.
Now she kind of lost it, but if she'd eat a little more, you could have her an ass for days.
Maybe.
You could have Asian ass for days.
Oh.
That'd be hard to cast, though, because...
But it might be a really good niche.
Asian ass for days.
Yeah.
You know, you can compartmentalize them, you know. There you go, see?
There we go.
There's my contribution to porn.
Thank you very much.
So we're encouraging all the Asian girls to eat lots of rice, get the backpack.
Big ass. Eat some McDonald's. Eat some fast food. Your ass will grow. That was a gunshot inside the...
Well, you used to work at Extreme, and now you work at Anabolic. You'd be used to that, right?
Oh, I'm used to everything.
Gunfire.
I've seen and heard and...
Hey, there's Anabolic Asians.
There we go.
Seeing that she's to be Asian ass for days.
There we go.
A-A-F-D.
A-A-F-D. There we go. We're working on it. We're already working on it, man.
All right. Now, I interviewed your brother, who people don't know. That's Ivan.
Yes.
Who used to shoot for Extreme.
Yep.
He shoots a really different kind of movie than you do. I mean, you shoot the Anabolic, Diabolic, here's the girl, here's the sex. He goes out and shoots zombie porn and a lot of that stuff.
He's a feature type guy. He's a real filmmaker, so he likes to do the artsy stuff.
Do you have any interest at all in that? If someone came to you and said, you know, if Greg came to you and said, you know, I want you to shoot a feature for me.
I could shoot a feature. I know I could. I'd love to do that, but... The market right now, I guess, is all Gonzo, so...
The market's all Gonzo and crappy features, so stick with Gonzo.
Thank you.
Now, I asked your brother who was a better director, and of course, he said he was.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll ask you, who's better?
If we're shooting porno, I think I'm a lot better because... I don't know, I mean, I think I have a little more experience at that than he does. If it comes to feature stuff, yeah, he can probably shoot a lot better, but I've got... I think I've got the Gonzo thing down.
But for people who don't know, Ivan shoots features, but he shoots good sex, too. It's not crappy. So, now, he also said to ask you who kicks whose ass at basketball.
Oh, what an asshole. he's got an outside shot, so he always comes through at the end. But sometimes I'll beat him. He's a big guy, but he's got a shot.
He's going to be tough to take the ball away from because he's got a lot of bulk.
Yeah, he's like a bear.
I bet he's got a mad vertical leap, too, right?
Yeah.
He gets about a half inch off the ground?
Yeah, about. I think he's up to almost an inch right now.
Not a big leaper.
No, not at all.
All right, so there we covered the sibling rivalry stuff. What else? Have you shot all the girls here at the booth?
I've only shot Rebecca Linares. I have not met any of the other girls.
I haven't seen Rebecca. What about, like, Whitney Stevens?
I have not shot her yet.
Nice.
I know.
Tits on her.
I might have a scoop for you, Raj. I'm actually starting a big titty line for Diabolic.
Well, she'd be the perfect one to start
exactly.
with because those are some amazing titties.
I'm going to have her and Natasha Nice most likely in that movie. So.
And I need to bring my copy of Stuff or whatever with Lacey Charvet on the cover because she looks just like
Lacey. Yeah, she does.
It's scary.
Yeah.
And then, well, Ashley Jensen has small boobs and a small ass, so maybe she can do incoming.
Possibly.
She does not have the ass for days.
No, she does not. No. Her ass was left at home.
Now, Rebecca has a pretty great ass. It's tiny, but it's nicely shaped, so...
It could work. On camera, it looks really nice.
If you go over the profile, she's got that.
Yeah.
More Asian girls, turn that off. I can't concentrate. So now you've got the two signature lines. Do you want more? Are you looking?
Oh yeah. I always want more.
You're talking about the big boob line. What beyond that? What would be something you'd be interested in?
I want to shoot more of the. I know this is something a lot of the reviewers don't like, with the alt stuff. I love the alt stuff.
Now, what is alt to you?
A little more like reality based, where you follow the girl around for a day, and then at the end, you know, there's like kind of like reality porn on the internet, but with the girl, like suicide girl looking chicks, piercing. But not too many. A couple piercing, a couple tattoos.
Now, would you do, guys dancing with each other in Speedos kind of alt?
No. No, I'm not going to do faggy alt. I'm sorry.
Most of that Vivid stuff is faggy alt.
Yeah. The stuff I watch some of it. I mean, I like some of Ian MacKay's stuff. But some of it's a little over the top. I'm not a bisexual man, so I'm not going to shoot any of the...
But you come from a really different place than those guys. When you're shooting this... You know the audience. Those guys don't know the audience.
Yeah.
They probably never met a guy in their life who would jerk off for their movies.
True. Very true.
Whereas anybody who's watching your movies not to jerk off really has too much time on their hands.
Very true. Very,
you know, because
very
it's
true.
Pretty much pure stroke stuff,
yeah.
And that's good. We love that.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm trying to switch up the diabolic style, at least on my end, where it's a lot more cleaner. It's more tease-driven, more... less of the degrading stuff. We're not doing the choking anymore. We're not doing the slapping of the face. We're not doing the over-the-top rough stuff. At least I'm not. The other directors might be doing that, but I mean,
so you
I'm
want to go
with
something different.
Yeah, I want to do a little more softer, a little something that everybody can watch. Not someone who, I mean, I don't want like face fucking all the time. A lot of people hate the face fucking.
A lot of people love it, and a lot of people hate it. So if all you do is that, then you lose part of the audience. So.
True. Very true.
And tease is always good. You know, some of us do want to see more than just a girl's face and two hard dicks.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
These girls have nice asses, nice boobs, nice everything.
My first movies I shot, they all had to be anabolic, diabolic
right.
style. They all had to be straight up, gonzo. I'm trying to have them switch over slowly. They're coming. They're starting to like my stuff. So.
Now, you're a young guy and you're a director. You're not a performer, though.
No.
Why not? Everybody else is.
That's why I don't want to be a performer. Everybody else is. I don't want to be that guy or the creepy fucking director who's going, "Hey, you want to do a POV after this scene?" I'm not that type of guy. I'm not here to creep out the girls. I'm here to make money. I'm not here to have sex.
All right. Now, if you were asked to do a POV line, would you shoot it yourself, or would you shoot over somebody's shoulder?
I've already been asked to shoot a POV line, and I already said no, so...
Would you shoot over some guy's shoulder to make POV?
If it's POV, it's got to be POV. You can't have that shit. You can't have the guy's shoulder in the shot.
You know, there we go. You and your brother could do dueling POV series.
Yeah, but his would be just a shot of a gut.
I'm sorry, Ivan, I had to do it. I had to set you up like that.
Top of the head and the gut.
I hear Alien Angel's working on a POV masturbation series with William H. Shooting himself,
wonderful.
Jerking off.
Wonderful.
Won't that be good?
Good for him.
That'll
good
be very alt, won't it?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
All. That's great.
Porn without the girl.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I'm all over that.
All right, what else we got? Do you watch a lot of porn?
I watch other guys and stuff just to see who's doing what. I've always loved Jules Jordan stuff. I've always liked Van Styles and stuff. Honestly, those are the two guys at the top of my head that I really just... I like their stuff.
What is it about their stuff that you like?
They're more of the tease-driven, the softer stuff, the cleaner stuff. It's a lot more clean. There's no, you know, light in the shot. There's no... Some guy being wacky in the background, you know. It's straight-up gonzo. Good shit.
Right. And it'd be really good if you could bring that to Diabolic and still stick with the intensity.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the perfect blend, right?
That's what I'm trying to do. And hopefully, I think we're coming close to accomplishing it.
Now, Greg's always been good at listening to input and listening to fans.
Yeah, he's the one who suggested that we go a little bit softer. I mean, I started doing it in the beginning anyway, but then he said, you know, hey, your stuff's, you know, moving a little bit better because of that, so.
Yeah. And, you know, so many people are doing the all rough all the time.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. You got to get the right girl to do that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get the right
girl.
You
can't force a girl into rusty. You can't. You cannot. That's stupid. It's going to be a horrible scene, and nobody's going to want to jerk off to that. Unless you want to degrade the woman.
Right. And some guys do, and that's whatever.
That's good for you, but...
That's not you. You like girls? You like women, right?
I like women in general. I'm a 21-year-old guy. I haven't been, you know... I haven't had, you know, too many girls that have crossed me, you know, so I don't hate women. I'm not trying to...
And you don't prefer guys to women, like some of the directors?
No. On my MySpace, it does not say bi. It says straight.
Okay. Now, you got a Latin line? Can we assume that you have an eye for the Latin ladies?
Yeah, I do. I do.
All right. If you could cast the next movie, you get to pick three women, regardless of contracts.
Okay.
Who would you shoot?
Ooh, that's tough. That's tough. Lorena Sanchez. She's got a great attitude. That's tough. I like Sativa Rose. And Rebecca Minardi.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah.
Throw in Jasmine Byrne and you're all set.
We're good. There we go.
Now, what about if you could cast the ultimate ass for days?
Oh, man. I was suggested that I'd hire Shyla. She was in the original Sweet Cheeks. Everybody loved her.
She's got the profile and the...
Yeah, she's got both going on. Who else? Let's see. Asses. Naomi, but Naomi like 8 months ago.
She's looking a little thin these
days.
Yeah,
very thin.
The ass is still there, but so are the ribs.
Yeah, you can totally see the ribs, and I don't think that's too sexy.
You'd probably bring Katja back just because you can't shoot an ass movie
without
Katja.
Either her or Sandra Romain. I love Sandra Romain. She's great to work with.
So that would be a good start.
Yeah.
So ladies, if you're listening, you know.
Hit me up.
All right. Anything else? You got a website?
RickyDXXX.com.
Okay.
And, yeah, just go there. I got my link to my MySpace. I got my everything on there. I got my photos. You might want to check out TheRickyD.com as well. That's my photography site.
All right.
I got my MySpace link on there as well. So, fans, hit me up.
And that's Ricky D.
Yep, Ricky D. One and only.
And you get your MySpace thing going on with a hot girl.
Yep.
Instead of your picture.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I have my pictures on there. You know, if you're a chick and you dig me, you can look at my pictures. But there's
now,
also hot chicks.
You got a girlfriend right now?
No. That's a loaded question, but no.
Is it hard to meet women?
Girls seem to, I don't know, they resent you for being in the industry. They're like, oh.
Now, do you date industry girls?
I have, but I...
You prefer outside. And outside, it's tough for especially you're young, so you're talking about young girls. It's tough for them to get over the fact that you're out all day shooting this.
Exactly.
And, you know, hanging out with...
Yeah, I'll get angry text messages. Oh, my God, oh, you're probably hanging out with chicks again, all this stuff. And it's like, oh.
That's got to be tough. But, you know, you'll mature. The women will mature. And you'll
Eventually. I'm 21. I'm sure the women will
then
mature.
Then you get your heart broken by one of them. And go into a funk like somebody else can
help.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. At least I'll try not to.
There's a nice... Not a badass there.
I have no idea.
But it's got the... somebody's name on it.
Yeah, that's not too hot. I don't know.
No. We'll do without that.
It said Ricky. Pretty hot. Oh, that's... what's her face?
So if a girl shows up on the set with your name tattooed on her ass, you
down
with
that? I love it. I'm down with that.
So any girl who wants a part in ass for days, have a big ass and
Ricky D on your ass.
Tattoo is URL on your ass?
Yeah, that's perfect.
And you're set.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything else you want to talk about?
Not really.
Up for any awards tomorrow or Saturday night?
No comment. No, I'm not. We're one of the few companies that don't really get nominated too much, even though we're one of the bigger companies, but it's all right. Sure, I'm sure everybody will come around to me. Fine.
You got lines of fans out here waiting for the girls, so that's what matters,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. As long as we're paying the bills, that's all that matters to me.
All right, well, and to close, Ricky feels he's better than Ivan. The ball's back in Ivan's court.